In the studio with me, Megan Carlock and Jennifer Olson.
Good morning.
With good morning to both of you from California, Crisis Hope Counselors. Mm-hmm. And either way you say it, an important part of all of this. And I know these women and the others, the counselors that are associated with it, because we've asked them often to be a part of whatever gathering or event we're a part of, knowing how important this emotional recovery of ours is. What kind of response are you getting from people?
Well, we're seeing a lot more people, actually. Many people are beginning to really need our support and feel comfortable and ready to reach out for it, which is fantastic that people are getting there. We have seen over the last 2 months or so a real big jump and increase in people reaching out to us for counseling.
The anniversary.
The anniversary, and we have holidays coming up, which can be particularly challenging.
Gosh, I hadn't even thought about that. Of course that will be.
Yes. And it may be a surprise to people that they should be reaching out to us, because a lot of people at this point would be feeling, I should be over it by now. Relatives may be telling them that as well. And people are just starting to deal with emotions.
I was going to say, that's got to be the thing that's farthest from the truth for most of us, right?
It is.
That we should be over it. I know that we have a tendency to think that way, but that's a lot of self-judgment right there.
I do think people think, you know, in terms of more typical upsets in life or difficulties in life, you know, a year is about the right time to be moving on.
Right.
But when you have a community-wide tragedy and trauma of this nature, it actually takes quite a bit longer. It is normal for your average person in a disaster to take a year to 2 years to come into recovery for their nervous system and for their whole emotional state.
I know that so much of what you do is falls under the confidential banner.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm curious though, just in terms of sheer numbers. I mean, do you have any information on how many people who have reached out to you in particular for help?
Well, we have four groups working all around Sonoma County under four different agencies. We have, Jennifer and I work for Goodwill. We have Petaluma People Services. We have West County Community Services and Council on Aging, also here in Santa Rosa. And our teams all together have served thousands of people.
Thousands
yes. of people.
Wow.
And what we offer is free, confidential, even anonymous, you don't even have to give your name, and mobile counseling. So we work in teams of two, and people call us, let us know they have a need or have questions, and we can do some education for them, and we make arrangements to have an appointment with them working in pairs, and we'll meet them wherever and whenever it's convenient for them.
Well, that's fantastic. I mean, what other service provides that?
Yeah.
I don't know of any.
I don't either, but we're very glad to do it. And really, for those who are going through this tragedy and trying to recover to the best they can, and many people not really understanding what's happening to them and why they're still feeling the way they feel, it's important to make it easy for them.
All right, Megan and Jennifer, I was at an event yesterday at Santa Rosa Junior College, we were, one of the things that was happening is that the documentary Urban Inferno was playing. And there were a lot of people with a lot of questions, as there always is after that. And one of the questions was particularly a good one, I thought. And it came from a mom mm-hmm. in the audience. And her daughter is a first responder. Mm-hmm. And her mom asked the question, how do I get her to talk about this? Mm. Because she's not talking. And clearly there's stuff going on. And so as a mom or a loved one, a friend, whatever, how can we encourage our loved ones to reach out?
This is actually a really important question, and I'm glad you asked it. I think it's especially true for first responders and people who are continuing, second responders even, people who are continuing to support the community in their healing process, to make sure that they're also getting support and emotional support.
Yeah, you can't help others if you don't help yourself, right?
Absolutely. One of the first things we actually learn when we are trained to help others in healing from their trauma is that we have to make our own self-care and wellness a priority. This is a long-term recovery. I wish I could say it was quick.
Yeah.
It's not for anyone.
I think we get that at this point.
Yeah. I mean, here we are, right? Day after the year marker, and we're still talking about it because it's still very real. So for first responders and second responders and people in the community like yourself who are really engaged with this on a regular basis, it's important for us to be aware of how we balance out taking care of ourselves, putting the focus on positive thinking, or even if you don't want to name it positive thinking, helpful thinking.
Yeah.
Things that we can work towards that are going to help us in our slow recovery from this. Particularly first responders and second responders often have something they experience called secondary trauma.
Which is a delayed reaction?
Delayed reaction, but also absorbing the stories and emotions of others they're supporting in healing.
Yeah.
So, we see wonderful how many firemen and policemen are still out there and engaging the community constantly and supporting the community constantly. So luckily they have some internal resources, but we are also another resource for anyone in the community who is helping others to heal. So even if you yourself aren't a first responder, even if you yourself aren't directly impacted by the fire, it has had an impact on everyone in our community because of our constant exposure.
Yeah.
And for that, we are here to support people as well. And if only to help them learn how to support those around themselves, that's fine too. But it's important for self-care. Yeah.
And what I found is a lot of people will see that person who needs the help.
Yeah.
And they don't realize that they themselves have been affected because they see the other person in such serious need. And I've told people, come for yourself. Come for the help that you need, and we can teach you tools, and you can go to that person with the tools we teach you.
Well, that's a smart approach right there. Get armed, right?
Yes.
Armed with the right information. And let's do this now, and I want to do it several times through the course of this conversation. Can you give us, Jennifer and Megan, a phone number and a website for people?
Absolutely. So you can find us at, you can reach me personally at 707-608-8805, and I will connect you to whatever group of counselors is most appropriate for you and your situation.
And we have a bilingual number.
We do have a bilingual team as well, and that phone number is 707-608-8825. And then you can also find us at Sonoma, CaliforniaHopeSonoma.com.
CaliforniaHopeSonoma.com. And I know that part of the funding for California Hope comes through a grant from the Resilience Fund, correct?
Well, actually, most of our funding is from FEMA, which is wonderful to have FEMA funding the emotional support of the community.
Yeah.
It's very important. And our funding from FEMA lasts us through the end of January, and we have very generously received a $1 million extension from Kaiser.
Oh, fantastic.
Which is wonderful. And that should take us through the end of April. And we are looking at, because of our numbers of people who are ready to come forward and ask for help and receive our counseling services, that number has increased quite dramatically over the last few months. And with that, it's likely that we will receive an extension from FEMA. We are very lucky to have the support of the entire Board of Supervisors. We anticipate that they will ask for an extension. They've committed to that already from FEMA. And then there's a couple of other organizations in the community that are considering also matching Kaiser's extensions.
Which is great, because isn't it great, though, that that the community at large, whether it's our own community or FEMA or whatever, mm-hmm. has the good sense to recognize how important a part of our recovery this is?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And we wouldn't have been able to do it without the agencies that have picked up the ball. And Wendy Wheelwright is heading this, and we're headed under Goodwill. And we wouldn't be here without these agencies.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And that, you know, that, well, that's another, probably another show, but but in terms of our nonprofits, we need to make sure that we shore up support for all of those too, because of all the good works they're doing.
Yes,
absolutely. You know, I can say for the people that we've worked with from the federal and state level of the government have talked about how our community is very unique in how many nonprofits we have and how many people step up, and that the nonprofits here work together so easily compared to other places after an event like this.
And talk about some of the support groups that are available for people.
There's a lot of support groups all over the county, which is fantastic. I can tell you about four that we offer. In fact, one is tonight. We've been working with the ROC Resource Center. ROC stands for Rebuild Our Community, and they've been doing a fantastic job bringing together a lot of nonprofits, just as we were talking about a moment ago. So the ROC Resource Center, which is at 141 Stony Circle in Suite 204 in Santa Rosa, we have tonight a support group there for people who lost their homes in the fire. That's from 6 to 7:15 p.m. And then we also have three other support groups running throughout the month in the ROC Resource Center. You are welcome to call me or check out our website to find out more information there. We're also on Facebook and have our support groups listed there
as well. Yes, you are very active on Facebook. I imagine a lot of kids are coming via their parents.
Well, we actually have one of the great things that we have set up in conjunction with the Santa Rosa School District is there is a integrated wellness center on the Lewis Opportunity School campus.
Yeah.
And on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, we offer free confidential counseling there after school for children from 3:30 to 6 p.m. every
week. That's perfect. That's perfect.
Yeah. So if a parent's interested in that support, yeah, that's the place to go.
Well, it's remarkable what you've been able to accomplish so far. And you know, we're not going to be waving goodbye anytime in the future, in the near future, because this situation, this circumstance of ours has no expiration date.
That's
at least
right.
That I can see from here.
Not for
no,
a while.
It doesn't. It's natural for it to take a long time for people to recover from this emotionally, and natural for those emotions to come up later, much later. So we're here for everybody.
Very good. It is California Hope, the Crisis Counseling Center, the center that's everywhere. They go anywhere for you. Megan Carlock and Jennifer Olson, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
For having
us. I know we'll be seeing you again.
I hope so.
Absolutely.